Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's open our Bible to the book of Proverbs, chapter 26, verse 4 and verse 5. The title of the message is Tongue, part 6. Let's read. Ask thou not a fool according to his folly. Let thou also be like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before in the name of Jesus. We pray that your word will be clear for us tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the purpose of sending this word to us shall be accomplished, and you will receive the fruit, the desire of sending this word to your church. I pray for humility, I pray for wisdom, I pray for your teaching to be implanted in our hearts and in our mind. I pray you take the message beyond these walls and make it reach those who are in need to hear this message of yours. I pray for people to be saved. I pray for workers to be raised up to save you. Anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to go on. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In our life, daily we meet people, mostly from, well, even non-believers, and sometimes even the believers, and sometimes those people, some of them, they are fools. So here we have read in the Proverbs, certain time we should not answer the fool so that you will not be fooled like them. But in another way, in verse 5 from Proverbs 26, we need to answer those fools so that they will not be wise in their own conceit. How we can differentiate? How we can have discernment? Which time we keep silent? And which time we need to speak? Let's go and read from the book of John, part of the meeting that Jesus was with Pilate, and let us learn from our Lord and Savior which time he kept silent and which time he spoke. Let's read John chapter 19 and verse 5 to 11 is the word of God say. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, Behold, the man. When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard the saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and said unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then said Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. Now here in the meeting between Jesus and Pilate, there are time for the first time that Pilate was asking him a question. Jesus kept silent. What's the question that Pilate asked the Lord? Let's read that in verse 9. He asked him, Whence art thou? He told him, From where you came. And Jesus gave him no answer. When Pilate healed the Jews and they told him that he is called himself, he made himself the Son of God, Pilate, when he heard that, he was more afraid. Pilate is non-believer. Some commentary they said he is from Edom. He is an Edomite. And we know that even the non-believers who does not believe or follow God, when they hear about God, they know God is in heaven. And when he heard that he is the Son of God, he was afraid, because if he was going to allow him to be crucified, he'll be under the threat of God. So he at once asked him. Jesus did not answer him. Why Jesus did not answer him? Now the point here, Pilate is foolish. And the answer of Jesus, if he would answer him, he would tell him, I am the Son of God. Pilate, he would not crucify him because he would be afraid from God. Pilate is under Caesar, and higher than him and higher than Caesar is God. So if Jesus would tell him, I am the Son of God, and that would be confirmed to Pilate, he would not crucify him, and that against the will of God. And if Jesus would not be crucified, then the will of God would not be performed, it would not be taken place. Certain time when we want to answer because we have a pride, because we want to show off, because we are insulted, because we need to answer, we may have success and win the situation, but we are disobeying the will of God. Jesus kept silent because he wants the will of God to take a place in his life. He wants the will of God to take a place in that situation. So therefore, we should have discernment. You should have discernment. There is a time that you should not answer the fool. If you would answer him, you would not be able to fulfill the will of God. Now the second question, when Jesus did not answer him, and he went out and he heard that Jesus is the Son of God, and when he did not answer him, Pilate came to know from the silence of Jesus that he is not the Son of God. In that case, he took his opportunity and started to upbraid him. Then says Pilate in verse 10, Speakest thou not unto me? You don't speak to me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? He told him, you don't know that I have power to crucify and power to release you? Because he is now sure that Jesus is not the Son of God, so he can take over and he can do to him what he wants. In that situation, Jesus answered him and he told him, thou could not have power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Jesus, in that answer to Pilate, he answered him, he answered the fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Jesus rebuked Pilate for in this way of answering him, so that Pilate, he will not take conceit, he will show himself that he is proud and he can't be over Christ. He told him, if I had not been given to you from God, you will not able to have power or authority over me. More than this, the Lord Jesus Christ, he taught Pilate, therefore he that delivers me unto thee has the greater sin. This is why he told him this. He wanted to tell him that I was handed to you, and those who handed me had sinned against me. This is saying to him that I am innocent and I did not do anything, and those who had handed you over to you, they have a greater sin. He told Pilate, they have sinned against me, and their sin is greater than your sin. He was telling to him, they sin against me, but you sin also, although their sin is greater than your sin, but still you have sinned against me and you need to repent of it. Jesus, he needed to answer Pilate to show him his sin. Pilate does not need to know that Jesus is the Son of God, because he will not be afraid and release Jesus and stay in his sin. But Pilate needs to know that his sin of conniving with the Jewish leader against Jesus, that sin that he needs to repent of, and his repentance, it means his salvation. When Pilate came to know that what he was doing, conniving with the Jewish, he was afraid. Let's read John chapter 19. And let's read verse 12. John chapter 19, verse 12. And from henceforth, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. Now here, when Pilate wanted to release himself because he was convicted by the Holy Spirit of his sin, that he was conniving with the Jews against the Lord, he wanted to relieve himself. So he was trying his best to relieve him, but when he start to do it, the Jewish, they resent against him, and they told him, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king is speaking against Caesar. Previously, in chapter 18, Pilate have a further discussion with Jesus, and let us read what was the discussion. Verse 33 to verse 37 from John chapter 18. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate asked him, are you the king of the Jews? Because he heard the Jews accusing Jesus with that. And he said, no, to Jesus, it is your people who are saying these things. In verse 35, Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. So Jesus here confirming that he's a king. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servant fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore says unto him, art thou a king then? He's asking, are you then a king? Jesus answered, thou say that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth, even one that is of the truth. Here is my voice. Now here, Jesus confirmed to Pilate that he is a king. Now in chapter 19, when Pilate came to conclude that Jesus is not the Son of God, because Jesus, he was silent, then what is remaining in his mind, that Jesus is a king, but he's an innocent. He wants to relieve him. He wants to release him. But when the Jews told him, if you will release him, that he will be not a friend of Caesar, because everyone who claimed to be a king, he is against Caesar. He was afraid. And let's read John chapter 19, verse 13. When Pilate therefore heard the saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha, and it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he said unto the Jews, behold your king. But they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. Yes, here we can see very clearly that finally Pilate continued his sin to connive with the Jews, and he crucified, allowed Jesus to be crucified because he cannot bear that he will be against Caesar. He stood against the Lord to be with Caesar. Now here, Pilate was convicted, Pilate was proving that his sin is conniving, and he was not willing to repent of it. And Jesus went ahead to be crucified, fulfilling the will of God. How many situations we pass through that we are not aware that we need to be silent and we speak. And there are situations that we need to be speaking and rebuking and convincing people of their sin, and we kept silent. We need to understand, doing the will of God, our heart and mind and our tongue and mouth should be under the unction of the Holy Ghost, so that we will do the right things that God is expecting from us to do and to achieve in our life. We are every day dealing, meeting, interacting with wicked, foolish people, and we must know what we need to do. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 9, fool make a mock a sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Sinners, fool people, they mock a sin. For them, sin is something acceptable. Even some of them, they boast about sin. They show off, they are proud that they are sinning and doing sin. Certain time when people, they speak, they make light of sin and they make light of wrongdoing. In speaking this way, they are promoting sins further by contaminating those who hear them and push them to do wrong. When we are in certain situations hearing those people, we need to ask ourselves, are we called? Am I called here in this situation to answer or to keep silent? Is my answer will promote the will of God, or my silence will promote the will of God? Let us be reminded also that when you speak, remember, there are people listening. Now, if you speak good things, people will be edified and move on repentance. But if you speak of foolish things that will promote sin, then you are pushing others also to sin. Let's read the Proverbs chapter 26, verse 27. They say, an ungodly man digeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. Speech certain time is accomplished by wickedness, like a burning fire of evil coming out from ungodly men who have unclean heart that cause damage to others who hear them, like the meeting of Jesus with Pilate. Pilate was a wicked, ungodly man, digging up evil, and his lips there as a burning fire. Also, let's read Proverbs chapter 16, verse 28. Say, froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separates his chief friends. Froward people are hard people, difficult to handle, wicked. You cannot turn them or deal with them. We need to have the wisdom from God. We should have discernment. Which time, Lord, I need to speak, and what I need to say, and which time, Lord, I need to keep silence so that your will shall be accomplished. In the Proverbs chapter 24, verse 24, it say, he that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse. Nation shall abhor him. We should not flatter a wicked person and announce him as a righteous in the front of the public. We will be cursed and abhorred by others when we are unfaithful in such a way, flattering sinners, and in this way we are condoning their sin. Christ rebuked Pilate for his sin, conniving with the Jews, doing injustice, corruption, and manipulation, and that is the same rampant around us, and we need to exercise our faith, standing firm, saying the truth so the people will have opportunity to repent. We need to speak up. We need to speak up for we are the ambassador of Christ. We are the mouthpiece of God on earth. When we are called to speak, we need to speak. As well as we need to speak to help those who are not able to speak, to those blind, to the poor, to the dumb, to those who have no voice, to those who have no justice, we should speak. We should speak. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 8 and 9 say, open thy mouth for the dumb, in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. We need to open our mouth. When we are called to do that, God calls us accountable to do His will. Let us stand. Let us ask the Lord to give us discernment, to give us wisdom, to show us His way. Let us ask God forgiveness for our sin. In time that we need to speak, we keep silent. In time that we need to keep silent, we kept speaking out of anger and out of our emotions, and out of our pride, and that spoiled whatever plan of God, has spoiled the will of God. Lord, here we are today. Lead us and guide us, O God. Thank you for your word that you sent on time to lead us in the way of righteousness. I pray that the message will help your people, those who are here and those who are far away. To everyone whom you send this message, I pray, use it mild and effectively for your glory, O God. I pray for people to be saved. I pray for sinners to repent I pray for workers to raise up and serve you. I pray for poor and dumb and those underprivileged. Oh God, they'll be vindicated by your voice through your servants and through your church and your people. Lord, take this message and make it reach those who are in need of it. Bring the fruit that you desire to see in our life, in the life of your church and your people. Oh God, you bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.